During the parliamentary meeting held yesterday, the Minister of Higher Education made what may prove to be a significant admission when he acknowledged that it may be time to reconsider the NSFAS model. The DA agrees. NSFAS has now been placed under administration for the third time in less than a decade. Students continue to face funding uncertainty, accommodation disputes, appeals backlogs, debt exclusion, and delayed payments despite repeated attempts to stabilize the institution. The question here is no longer whether another administration can save NSFAS. The question is whether the NSFAS model itself is still capable of delivering for students. South Africa now needs a serious conversation about replacing a failing system with a student-centered funding model that delivers certainty, accountability, and dignity for every student.